Fuck Chicago. Housing. Contrary to rumors, none of us have ever been to Chicago. Nonetheless, we have some friends who have visited the area. In Chicago, everyone 17 or under must be off the streets by 10:30 p.m. and by 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Don't sleep in Lincoln Park during political conventions, but other nights it's okay. Wasn't it Hillel who asked, "Why is this night different from all other nights?" And wasn't it Mayor Richard J. Daley who responded, "'Cause I say get your ass out of the park?" The Chicago Seed will give you the best advice on crashing and the local heat scene. Grace Lutheran Church, 555 West Belden Street, and The Looking Glass at 1725 West Wilson also have crashing places, or know where you can find free room and board. You won't get hassled if you sack out in the Union Station on Adams Street, just over the bridge. There are loads of folks crashing in abandoned buildings along LaSalle and other streets. Also, the rooftops are cool. Stay off the streets, though, unless you've got good identification. Food. SCLC, Operation Breadbasket, has a free breakfast program every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10 a.m. at St. Anna Church, 55th Street and LaSalle Street, and also at Christ the King Lutheran Church, located at 3700 Lake Park. You can get free samples of cheese, meat, and coffee every day at the Stop and Shop food store, located on Washington between Dearborn and State Streets. At the Treasure Island grocery store, located on Broadway, two blocks north of Belmont, free coffee and cookies are offered for the people. Holloway House at 27 West Randolph gives coupons good for coffee. Also at the Guild Bookstore at 25 West Jackson Boulevard, and from the machines at the 4th through 14th floors of the Playboy Building. There are real cheap restaurants. One is a truck stop in Skokie called Carl's Cafe. It's just north of Oakton on Skokie Highway. It's open until 6. You get a whole lot of food for $1. Also, under the viaduct at Milwaukee and Damon is a small restaurant with Polish food. You can get a great meal for $1.35. It's worth a visit. It closes early in the evening. Another cheap restaurant is Paul and Ernie's on North Lincoln, just south of Wrightwood. You can have a beef dinner for about 70 cents. A good place to pick up free vegetables and fruits is at the Wholesale Market on Randolph Street or South Water Street on Friday afternoons. Many of the food factories, such as Kraft Dairy Products, give away free samples and cases for charity. Check them out. It is possible to steal food from the second floor Federal Building cafeteria at Adams and Dearborn and the National Cafeteria at Clark and Van Buren. These cafeterias usually have long lines, and you can eat while standing and just pay for the coffee. If you have a place to cook and store food, there are a few places that have pretty cheap food. The East Gate of International Harvester, located at 1015 West 120th Street, is unbelievable. Dig these bargains. 10 pounds of T-bone steaks, boxed, for $5.25 at midnight. At 4 p.m., the produce man brings a different combination of goods. A typical bill of fare might include tomatoes, cucumbers, strawberries, etc., at $1 for 10 pounds of any item. The produce might vary from day to day, but the prices stay the same. On Thursdays, at noon and 4 p.m., the lentil cookie man comes around. It's $1.25 per box. At 7 p.m., the sausage man arrives and the standard price is $2. The standard size is 3 to 4 pounds. He has salami, liver sausage, Polish sausage, and usually odd lunch meats such as bologna or summer sausage. All the food is sold out of trucks, and the prices might not be exact, but they're pretty close. Eggs are about 3 dozen for $2 on Randolph west of Halstead. Orange juice is pretty cheap at the Dell Farm on Broadway. Wonder Bread Thrift Store on Diversey, Butternut, 87th Street in Ridgeland and 1471 West Wilson, and Silver Cup, 55th and Federal, offer bread and rolls at big discounts. The Cicero Bottling Company at 31st Street and 48 Court sell a case of 12-quart bottles for $2. Mama's Cookies, 7400 South Costner, gives 5 pounds for $1.50. At Burhop's, State and Grand, you can get cheap 5-pound boxes of steak. The railroad salvage around Madison and Halsted has dented cans, with stuff inside, for big discounts. It is also a good place for paper products. Campbell's Soup, 2250 West 55th Street, open Tuesday and Thursday, will give you cases free or at discounts if you tell them it's for charity or look straight. One good spot for all-around shopping is the Hilo on Lincoln, north of Irving. There's lots of stuff for 10 cents. Marathon Products at Randolph and Halsted is another good place. If you can survive on just one meal a day, you're set. The city has just opened 14 free lunch centers throughout the town. The free hot meals consist of meat, potatoes, a vegetable, dessert, fruit, and coffee or milk. You have to give them a name and address. Medical care. All three major universities have excellent clinics that do most kinds of medical work for free. The University of Chicago maintains a clinic at 950 East 59th Street. The University of Illinois has one located at 840 South Wood. In addition to good medical care, Northwestern University Clinic offers very cheap dental treatment. The clinic is at 303 East Chicago. Call the main switchboard of the schools and ask for the clinics to check out services and hours. A VD clinic is open every weekday and late on Wednesdays at 27 East 26th Street and North North Park. Chronic diseases are treated at 2974 North Clyburn. Free chest x-rays are available at City Hall, downtown, every day. For mental health problems, try the clinic at 1900 North Sedgwick. Drug education is offered by Earth Mother on Wednesdays at the Grace Church, 555 West Biden. Information and help with bad trips can be obtained through Just Us, 61 North Parkside, or LSD Rescue Service, 7717 North Sheridan. Chicago has a number of good clinics maintained by movement and community groups spread throughout the city for the people that live in the area. The Black Panther Party runs the Spurgeon Jake Winters Free People's Clinic at 3850 West 16th Street. The Young Patriots Uptown Health Service, located at 4408 North Sheridan, serves the people in that community. The Young Lords maintain the Dr. E. Bettens' Free People's Health Center at People's Church, 834 West Armitage. The Latin American Defense Organization has a clinic on 2353 West North Avenue. The growing Student Health Organization administers a number of small clinics in various communities. Call them or drop into their office at 1613 East 53rd Street. At the Holy Covenant Church on Wilton and Diversey, you can get medical assistance at the Free People's Clinic, as well as help with legal, housing, family planning, and nutrition problems. All these clinics provide a variety of services and operate on different schedules. Call them first to be sure they are open. Legal aid. Chicago has a number of good law schools, and you can often get some assistance or referral by calling them and speaking to the editor of the law school paper. You can go to the bathroom for free in the Julius J. Hoffman Room at Northwestern University Law School. The Law Student Commune, 357 East Chicago, is a group of young radical lawyers and law students trying to bring legal assistance into the streets. The People's Law Office, 2156 North Halsted, operates the same way. For community problems, call the Lincoln Park Right Center or the Community Legal Council. The ACLU maintains a large chapter in Chicago at 6 South Clark and handles cases where civil liberties are affected. Play. Parks. Lincoln Park stretches along Lake Michigan in the northern section of the city. It has a conservatory and zoo open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just south of the zoo is the gathering place for free rock concerts, be-ins, and the like. There is also a zoo in the Brookfield section at 8400 West 31st Street. The Morton Arboretum, located on Route 53 in Lyle, is open every day till sunset. The Shed Aquarium is located at 1200 South Lakeshore Drive at Roosevelt. Music. The Auditorium and Opera House sometimes offers free concerts on Sunday and weeknights. Hang around the lobby and claim there are tickets in your name at the box office. Even if it's a pay concert, you can generally bluff your way inside. The Center for New Music, 2263 North Lincoln, usually has free concerts on Sunday and Monday at 8 p.m. WGLD is the local underground station. The Universal Life Church Coffee House, 1049 West Polk, has free rock and folk music on the weekends. Free City Music sponsors free rock concerts during the spring and summer in Lincoln Park. Poetry. The Other Door Coffee House, 3124 North Broadway, features nightly poetry readings and music. Cafe Pergolesi, 3404 North Halsted, features poetry readings, Baroque music, and an art gallery. There is no cover or minimum. Open 6 to 12 p.m. and till 1 a.m. on Saturday. Theater. The Playhouse North, 315 West North Avenue, features free theater. For $1, you can see various groups perform at the Harper Theater Coffee House at 5238 South Harper. Second City, 1616 North Wells, has free improvisations after their evening performances every evening except Fridays. Free children's theater can be seen at La Dolores, 1980 North Orchard, Mondays and Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Movies. The Biograph Theater, 2433 North Lincoln Avenue, shows double bills for $1.25 and has a penny candy counter. John Dillinger got ambushed when he left the place. Free newsreel films can be seen Wednesdays at 8 p.m. at the Neighborhood Commons, Wisconsin and Fremont. Newsreel, 2744 North Lincoln, provides movement films for free or low cost to groups. Alice's Revisited, 950 North Wrightwood, is a restaurant that shows free movies. On Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., they have free folk rock blues music. Saturdays, they also have free children's theater. Tuesdays, they have psychodrama, also for free. Schools. The People's School, 4409 North Sheridan, offers free courses in many areas of survival and radical politics. The White Panther Party offers courses in street fighting, history of American radicalism, and dialectic sexism. Freebies. Clothes. The Concerned Citizen Survival Front, 2512 North Lincoln Avenue, has clothes. Try the dry cleaners on Armitage east of Halsted along the south side of the street. They give away unclaimed stuff. Also, Brazil Cleaners at 3943 Indiana. The Eugene Blue Jeans Store at 7017 Paulina has jeans, old army shirts, and other items for less than a dollar. Furniture. The Lakeshore Drive area on collection days has furniture. Call the Bureau of Streets and Sanitation for a collection schedule. Free store. At 727 South Laughlin, you'll find a genuine free store that gives away everything you can imagine. It has a tendency to be a floating free store, though. Money. Pick up some underground papers at any of the offices listed and hawk them on the streets. You can pull in $6 to $10 an hour if you work at it.